board meeting today. What did we learn?
That's right. We did have a monthly board meeting today, and it was a very interesting one, I thought. First off, we have, as you know, and I've shared these documents with you before, and I know you put them on your website for your listeners to check out. We get two important reports at each monthly board member board meeting. One is the report on investment performance, and the other is the report on participation. So today in our in investment performance report, Tracy Ray, our Director of Investments, pointed out something that we talked about 2 weeks ago when we got the September performance numbers.
Or lack thereof.
Or lack thereof, exactly, that it was our fifth month in a row of losses.
Mm-hmm.
So we have had a bad stretch here. However, she pointed out that year to date, we hit the bottom on 10-3, and on that date, the returns were the small cap fund off 19%, the international fund was off 18%, and the common stock S&P 500 index was off 11%. However, since that time, between then and Friday, we're not counting today yet, Francis.
Good.
Between then and Friday, the S fund was up 9.8%, the I fund was up 9.0%, and the C fund was up 8.3%. So we are still in that period where we have these very volatile swings in the market, and it just shows you that, you know, you really have to be there on the up days, and in order to be there on the up days, you're going to be there on some of the down days too.
Yeah, it's hard if you're sitting there, and especially if you're looking at retirement in a couple of years and looking at the equity funds. But there's that rule of thumb that that I always hear from financial planners who are a lot smarter about this stuff than me, and that is, if you need the money in 5 years, not if you're retiring in 5 years, but if you're going to draw the money down in 5 years, shouldn't be in the equity markets anyway, and that is the appropriate time to start making that move toward the G fund.
That's exactly right, and I see that this has gotten picked up. I noticed it in the Sunday business page in the Post, where there are a lot of advertisements for fund managers, and they are now talking about L fund type designs,
mm-hmm.
and how they are designed to get you through and beyond retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And they're running numbers out 10, 15, 20, 30 years after retirement. And I think that's a very good thing for people to keep that time frame in mind. And we've talked about it before, your working years. You know, we do have a work life now of 40 years or more. And then beyond that, a retired life of 10, 20, 25, 30 years. So you're really looking at 50, 60, 70 years of investment. And you have to keep that those horizons in mind.
I told a buddy of mine over the weekend, if I retire, say I hang around and somebody foolishly decides to keep me employed until I'm 70 or so, and I'm still hoping that I'm going to need some money in the bank or in some kind of retirement account for 15, 20, 25 years.
Absolutely. And that's where these the diversification comes in, and it's so useful. We do it automatically with the L funds. You can do it yourself if you want. But if you're very uncomfortable with that, we do still have the G fund. Now, as you saw from the report that I sent you that was handed out today at the board meeting, for October, the G fund is being invested at an annual rate of 1.63%. So
mm-hmm.
it is down, and I think that that's an all-time low as far as I can remember, and I've been here from the beginning.
Still ahead of inflation, though.
But that's right. It's ahead of inflation, and that is the key. You want to stay ahead. Now, one other note from the report that was released today that I found intriguing is that despite the volatility in October, the number of interfund transfers in October was 104,000 versus September, which was 239,000. So they're down by well over 50% October over September, which to me says even though we have had these crazy volatile swings, people are tapped on this idea of I'll move it now and I'll position myself for later. I think that they're just throwing up their hands and saying, okay, Enough. No mas. No mas.
And, you know, that's really the smartest thing. This occurred to me this morning. I think I've told you before. I watch CNBC every morning before I come into work. And I was watching the program this morning, and they had about three or four financial managers in a row on the show. What do you think's going to happen today? And at that time, the stock futures were indicating a little bit of a dip, but it was before the news came out about what was going on in Europe, and that's what really moved the market today. And each of the four said something relatively different, not radically different, but they were all headed in different directions. And I thought, you know what? Here are four people who probably make more in a month than I make in a year to figure out this stuff, and they all disagree.
That's right.
So how am I supposed to be smart enough following this stuff for 5 or 10 hours a week at the most to be able to figure it out any better than them?
That is a terrific observation you have there, my friend. You know, that's the market's viva la difference. That's what they move on. Different people have different ideas.
I appreciate you being with me as always. We do have the charts that you sent me linked up on federalnewsradio.com. Thank you, sir.
Terrific.
Long Haul Trabucco is your new nickname, by the way.